Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Black Hebrew Israelite show. The message to all Black Hebrew Israelites, Black men of the militia, our solidarity is at play. Black men, we have lived in the United States ever since its birth. July 4, 1776 is the birth day of the United States of America. Regardless, you see a District of Columbia. Regardless, you see a police officer. Regardless, you see a Republican and a Democrat running legislation in a District of Columbia, or you see legislation being passed in the state. It does not matter if the people have committed a felony within office. Things pertaining to the United States have a history. And that history, I'm going to give you the first pledge so that you can know by a reasonable doubt they may be committing a felony all the time against U.S. citizens. It's just no U.S. citizen can figure it out, rise up to the occasion to counter-react and then set a path of righteousness against that evil, wicked system. I don't care what men do. There's a law. Young man witnessing, if you break the law, someone point their gun and then they put handcuffs and then they haul you off to a jail cell because of a law. But no one knew what law governs the law because this was not taught to 99.9% of the U.S. citizens after the Civil War supposedly have ended. So in order to get a grip on what is happening, we must first make a decision. Is the Bible at play? Is the Declaration of Independence is at play and the United States Constitution? Well, this is the oath of the United States. Whoever takes this righteous oath automatically begins to get protection in divine providence. It is withstanding today as if it was written in its infancy. Nations will always rise against nation, but only take 1, 2, and 3 leaders of the new United States to counteract it and to destroy it. I'm one, brothers and sisters, who understand what is taking place. But what we got is some yellow-bellied cowards. Dismantling the police forces is to get rid of the bad apples amongst them because the good apples is now become rotten. If you're a good apple and you don't stand up and you do not address the issue, then you as a good apple police officer, you are now a bad apple because your tree has become rotten. And when your tree is rotten, it's time to cut it down. I don't give a damn how many weapons is pointed at me because if the law says you broke it, I got to make an attempt to arrest you anyway. I'm sorry, but the bad apples is spoiling the tree. We see things. I'm in my 40s. I'm hearing things that my parents experienced. I know damn well I shouldn't be, because I should be able to fix it. I'm the next generation. I understand what my sons and daughters are going through. But I should be able to fix it. And whatever is left off, someone else needs to fix it. But this is what's going on in America. We are caught up in revolution and civil war times, regardless of 2015. I tell all the people, if you don't know the beginning, you won't know the end. The Bar Association is representing a foreign power. I don't care how many attorneys is listening to me today. You ain't nothing but a weak power that has demonstrated hate on America before it was America. I never believed that the attorneys were founded by white Americans, because white Americans was not being skillful at the end of the Civil War. You get a war started, and then you see an end of a war, and then you see a campaign. And 1 month in the campaign, the president gets assassinated, talking about Abraham Lincoln. All of a sudden now, you got Andrew John, who had the shortest term. He didn't make it to president. But you got this Ulysses Grant, who made it to president. But some says, how did you become president after you became you was the chief general during the second term or the end of the so-called Civil War? All I'm doing is study your language. I'm going to study your what you did in office, since it's supposed to be public records. But these particular public records have became the replacement of the Constitution since July 4, 1776. I already know replacement theology, because people be tricking people. It's like a magician act. What we do in secret, we won't let the citizens of America know openly. Let them think it's the Constitution, but we're practicing a whole new idea. So I had to figure out, what did Ulysses Grant do to create D.C.? He aligned himself up with the enemies of the United States. Either he was the enemy or he aligned himself. So Great Britain and Canada wrote legislation. They wrote the legislation. It wasn't Ulysses Grant, because Ulysses Grant is a dumbass. He's a follower. He's not a leader. So Canada and the Queen Victoria made a decision to write something called an annexationist bill. They needed the president to agree. They the one who set up Ulysses Grant. So we got what we call replacement theology. We're going to replace everything. We're going to pit the American whites against the black. That's that Jim Crow. This is what they believe doing to American citizens, because they're not Canadian. You can't go to Canada now without a passport. You can't even go to Canada with just a driver. You got to act like a foreigner. But yet they have jurisdiction, because they believe that the Southern Territory and the District of Columbia belong to them under the annexationist bill signed by a sitting president. He sold out America. He cooked. He murdered. Ulysses Grant was nothing but a piece of dog shit. He's really the first attorney, because the first attorney was not here in the United States. It was the prime minister who was the first prime minister. He was the first attorney. He's the one who drafted the annexation bill of Canada. That's a connection, because they established Providence, and we are states. But the legal term is the United States is a province, and we are the United States within the province of the United States as a whole and not as an individual. They then decided to give power to the states and then let the bill just flow in District of Columbia as their constitutional authority. Attorneys don't know this because they think Canada is Canada and United States is United States, but it's not. Canada is District of Columbia control. And I said this in other episodes. Canada owns D.C. in their mind, in violation of the independent clause that we got with King George III and his successors. So if I'm going to get this thing correct, Canada, you is in violation of Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, and you also in violation of the Treaty of Peace. You have waged war on America. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's the sleeping Sodom. She been behind all this insurrection of hanging men on trees. They just didn't want to hang the white people. But they tried to pit white against black against Native Indian, and once you get that pit, you wouldn't know, is this really a Canadian behind these sheets? I read it from the very beginning. I said, there's no way in the world you're going to have a Southern man claiming something without claiming it fully in the Northern lands. There's something wrong with the picture. But they use words, one and two words. If I want to know, I'm not going to listen to the whole sentence. I'm going to listen to the keywords. They teach you this in writing essays and theses in college. You got to know a keyword before you know how to put it within a sentence. So I know all the keywords. They use the word in secret confederation. But does it conflict with the United States Constitution? Sure it does. Confederation means an evil society has risen. How do I know? I must read the three documents. I must go to the General Assembly document. People don't know the General Assembly document is ancient. It has something to do with the beginning of the recording in Egypt. Started technically in a land called Goshen, Egypt, which was handed to Joseph after the wonderful insight he brought to the master's kings. Well, this document is recorded because God would never divide what he wants with this earth versus what man wants. There's been a recording. He has the ability to make sure all nations know his recording. He then taught us something, and it did modernize itself in the 1600s. Because I'm reading from 1600 language that has come to pass in the 17, 18, 1900s. You don't get a document coming to pass after it was written in a infancy of a time period. So if I feel that the document of the Bible is accurate, I should be able to read the writer, which was 1607, and then compare to documents today that has been documented. This is the reason why the Ku Klux Klan talk too much. They should never been marching with a Confederate flag because it's actually written in the Bible and is written in the Declaration of Independence, and is written in the Constitution. It's written in the Bible as a bunch of evil mother gooses. Let me not bite my tongue. Motherfuck you. They're evil written in the Bible. That's why I know a Confederate is the sons of darkness. It says, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 11 and 12, you are instructed to not be like these people. That's why they want to decircularize King James Version, because it was the original Genesis through Revelation. All the rest is plagiarism, because they know that the Confederacy is about to be dismantled. It clearly tells us the Confederate citizen is the dangerous carpet what we're looking for. But only a righteous, unified nation can defeat this confederation. If this confederation is killing our youth indiscriminately, they're doing it through the Bar Association request, because the Bar Association was founded in the Principles of Canada Founding Fathers document. People don't know attorneys started in Canada. The Klans talk too much. These yellow-bellied cowards talk too much. For that, I'd impeach you. It's like clairvoyance reading the mind. This man is psyche. This man got the ability to see. No, I'm a genius in righteousness. I will always defeat a devil because I carry the word in my left and I carry a caressive sword in my right. I'll cut any Confederate throat. If you're a Confederate Department of Defense, I'm going to cut your throat. I don't know damn who you are. My name is Kurt D. White Lawson. That's my name. I don't have no problem removing your throats. If you want to fight me, I'll tell you where I live. You come. Because that's what power is. I'm not going to let Article 1 of Section 10. I'm going to force it. I'm going to force it because it's the law. You don't supposed to be here. So that's the first sign of dismantling the police department. We got too many Confederation anti-Americans rolling up in it. I'm sorry, high school, you got to get you another job. Open up you a hot dog stand. Get you a buggy or something. It's time to dismantle, and the Constitution is supreme. And I guarantee you it's going to work, because the law is the law. I don't give a damn how many armies come up against me. I guarantee you I'm going to defeat you because you the devil. If you maim and hurt, I'm going to maim and hurt a thousand of you. So don't worry. I will revenge because the blood of the Lamb has been spread. Only the saint inherit the protection, but the devil, you will perish because I'm tired of you. And when I get tired, I'm going to plot against you. And when I plot against you, I'm going to wipe you the fuck off the face of the planet using the laws given to the Hebrews. The General Assembly is the name of the game in heaven. And I'm going to prove heaven government operates freely with righteousness. Because if you're not a good person in government, my job is to remove you. Who are you? The United States American Union General and Commander of Special Forces. That means I'm taking me some black horsemen militia in government to remove this threat. I would love to raise 18-year-olds in how to be businessmen and whatever outside of protecting your home, because life starts with freedom. And when you don't give me and my ancestors freedom, the law says I must take it from the devil. So I'm charging each and every white man with running a Confederate conspiracy, anti-American hate against me and my people. I don't give a damn if you the FBI, the Secret Service, the CIA, the Pentagon. If you're breaking the law, I'm going to remove your bitch asses anyway because you ain't shit from the beginning. Now, we make war or peace. That is why I am the United States American Union General. I'm one of the first African Americans that know how to kick a president ass when he don't know how to answer. Y'all be amazed at the letters I get after spanking. I always spank, but the problem is I need the citizens to be the jury. I need the citizens to participate, because the Constitution says when insurrection rebellion goes on in the government, the citizens must respond. So how do you get black citizens responding? By constitutional law and its enforcement. Oh, I feel good here because I know I'm going to be challenging attorneys in the District of Columbia. You made a damn mistake messing with the United States because the United States is the correct answer. We are still can kick ass. But this time, George Washington ain't the one you're going to be dealing with. You're going to be dealing with George Washington's God. He worshiped a supreme judge of the world. People don't know he got black. He's a black man with woolly hair, feet, and the color brass has been burnt in a furnace. I don't know how to describe a black man more than that because all Africans and most African-Americans got woolly gray hair. That's why we have to braid our hairs or whatever we're doing because we're going to grow it long, but if we don't perm it, and if we don't perm it, if we don't leave it alone, it'll become like, what, knotted hair because we have the true grade of God. And they're judging us on that true grade of God. Why do you think the colleges is going against young kids who got braids? Because it's God, you see, coming through that room. And they can't adjust their eyes because that's God. So they're trying to pass legislation. They better perm their hair before they come here. No, buddy. We're going to kick your Confederate ass out of here because your books is false. We don't want to teach no foreign power because of the independent clause. Young man, you sued a school for $20 million. I help you write your paperwork. I help you write it. You sue their asses for discriminating against your culture. Since they so Jewish, so-called. Since they so German, so-called. They fear men that is described in the Bible. I'm sorry, but we got white nigger lovers in Europe. King James and them were black nigger lovers, and the German Ku Klux Klan mentality was calling them that. That's why you got a white heathen, because they need to change. But you can't change. The law is written. The pages is written. God is powerful. I wouldn't even be on this radio show talking to the masses if I didn't already have God and angels visit me. I got put in my place because God put all future leaders in their place. And God, when God appears, I already know life or death is current. Thank God I still got life in me because I know what it feels like to die. I said this other episode. God visit me as if he knows me. And I said, Father, I didn't know you, but now I know you. And he is a spirit that travels just like me and you. He can touch you. He can grab you. He can throw you across the room. He can kill you and resurrect you all in 1 second. But he's not going to devastate the flesh that way. He gave me an understanding. He says, you follow me or I'm going to kill you. Do you not know I had to confess my loyalty to God and I only had a half of an inch of life to do so? I don't know why God chose to put me through a death wish, but he wanted me to know he has the power over me. So no matter how powerful I think I get. I know I got a spirit will break me down. I don't care. It will break me down as if I've never existed. See, I don't play with God because I know he cornered me. I'm like Jonah in the Bible. You can be called to God and find yourself. Uh-oh, no. I still love dancing at the clubs. Well, oh, no, I promise I had to take a trip somewhere. See, Jonah the prophet was like that until he threw Jonah in the well of the fish. Now Jonah knows God don't get your attention. Well, he did this to me. He took an average young man 20-some years ago and prepared me for future. And I'm like Jonah the prophet. If you ever know about the Hebrew story, we be walking, all of a sudden God appears. Why is you appearing, God, we ask? Because did we ask? But in my case, I asked for God. I said, my father, this is before I knew anything about God. I said, I'm not going to lie to you. I need to know, are you the Hebrew Israelite, God? Because if you ain't, I can't talk to you. Because whoever made the sun and the moon and the stars, you are God. And I already know you either a Hebrew, Allah, Hindu, or whatever. But that is the hand of God. So for me to tie into that source, I got to know the true God. And he revealed himself as a Hebrew God because he dealt with me through the Hebrew languages. He not only touched me and dealt with me, he gave me the Hebrew King James Version and talked to me through it. This because he's letting me know he done sent word to these people in Europe who done migrated to the New World. He found a friend or ally he sent it through because angels are messengers of God. So they were sent to bring, that's why King James couldn't do nothing but obey because it was surrounded by entities that was greater than them. And they knew that the entities was preparing something. So God made King James and them sit down. He made that families over there sit down because he need only one family against Greece, Rome, or the fallen Babylonians. He only need one European family, and he chose the Scots. And that's why I know that they related the message because he had to get word to George Bush and their family, who are continuing. I'm sorry, but the Bush family is the beast with the queen. I can't put it. That means Canada is dismantling D.C., Canada is taking back the District of Columbia name because it's theirs, they say. They said theirs. That's not true. They say it's theirs. D.C. belongs to Canada. So they're retreating from it. But they need chaos and disorder. Canada and the Queen soldiers have decided to try it again. Try it again what King George III started. They decided to try it again. They decided to dissolve D.C. There's no need because D.C., supposedly under the annexationist bill, belong to Canada. So they're sending in secret soldiers. And in history, their slaves was the reason why the United States is safe. So they're starting with the World Trade Center. If you ever read the long draft of the Declaration of Independence, they start burning down George Washington cities. That's what the World Trade Center was about. Then if you read in portion of the long draft of the Declaration of Independence, the financial system started collapsing in 1700s. That's why we have Wall Street collapse. But the long version has the African Americans written in it. That's near the middle of the page of how they treated King George was using his slaves to attack Washington. Well, King George's family decided to kill their former slaves because we were King George's slaves. Well, King George's slaves, you owe my inheritance. So I'm going to blame the queen no matter what because I can trace wrongdoing today. The problem is why is certain Europeans have surrendered? Oh, I got to knock on somebody's door. I got to knock. Because knocking opens. And if I don't knock, how would you know I'm here to get you to open the door? So I'm knocking and I'm telling the homeowner, Lord Kirk is here to convict you out. It's time for you to leave now because you have not been paying your share of the rent. It is time now to tell Spain, due to your illegal occupation of certain territories, you're going to have to retreat now. I'm going to tell Germans, we don't whoop your butt. It wouldn't be no United States if we didn't whoop you first, because it was your ass being kicked in order for the United States to be a nation. You must retreat, Canada, District of Columbia, Republicans, Democrats, and the Bar Association from the lands of the world or face war. I will lead an aggressive attack on the enemies of God. I'd rather fight every enemy called the Confederate than to sit there and argue with my Father, Heavenly Father. Because if his spirit revisit me, most likely he got a directive. And believe me, you can't stand when the hand of God is on you. It's like a father grabbing his young son before he go out in the street, before traffic. I never thought in 100 years the spirit hand of God will grab me like a child who's about to get ran over by a Mack truck. But this time, he let me know. That's why I know he's a gangster. God didn't come to me like a passive, thou son, this is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, no. He grabbed me to let me know, do you see anything? No. He demonstrates he can move me anywhere in the home. My family's like, yeah, care, but that was a ghost. That was not what God said. Yeah, that was God because he taught me something within the touch. My spirit inherit part of his spirit. So the governments of the earth is aware of me because I already have demonstrated I kicked ass. I don't care what's in front of me because the law is the law. I picked up Thomas Jefferson them laws to use it against them, and they couldn't handle it. I have made the offices rebuke. Not because of me, it's because of the hand of God on me. Move them too. So they don't point their weapons quickly at me because they already know that a spiritual warfare could take place. The book of Hebrews tell me I have arrows sharp and stones sharp in the side of the enemies. Is that this spiritual arrow comes out of a bow that I don't even know I shot it. But the anger in my voice shoots them. So there is people about to die because if they retaliate to my language, they die, you see. So they stay far away. They got cold. Do not approach Kirk at no time. That's why I could call the Secret Service and give them a piece of my mind because they got zero time. They can't talk. They can't react because the spiritual arrows, the hand of God meets them. That's why I can challenge the Department of Justice. I got a sword that shoots out fire, but they don't see it coming. You got to have a strong spirit against a wicked people. I'm not going to Say, Eric Holder, you're a black African-American. You love your job. But somebody, Confederate, told you not to pursue that doggone law enforcement officer named Darren Wilson. You are the head, but why would you even not go on TV and say, I'm going to charge them to force them? Because you want to take that Confederate advice. They're the reason why the officers are killing Americans. Let me just say why I won't call little Mike Brown a black American. It ain't no such thing of color in the Constitution. You're born in this country. The name of your citizen right is called such person. You are such person representing the United States. You are such person, a good citizen of the United States. A such person is described as a good person. We know damn well a lot of these wicked officers in the mix of us are not good people, but no one, they gave them the red light. We're not going to prosecute you. This means we're not going to let none of you get before a jury of your peers so they can find you guilty. So they don't bring on charges because they don't want a jury of your peers to make a decision. When you hear attorneys do what is called a grand jury, that's not legal. You cannot hold court with a jury and then hold court with a jury. That's double jeopardy. You can't do that. You can't use a jury format. You have to call on a brief. That means the relatives get to talk, the families of both sides get to talk, the law is presented, and then a decision can be made as a body. It is not as against the law, attorneys, even in your own books, to run a double jeopardy. A grand jury cannot make a decision because the jury of the peers of the court filing make the decision. If no one goes to court, then it's still an open court. There's no such thing of a marked jury. Attorneys are doing it now because they're trying to substitute the jury of our peers. It's against the law to run a title nobility. It's against the law to run a bill of attainder to say a jury exists. It's in felony mode now. So we're going to dismantle you. Don't worry. God always sent word to the union. God would always send word to his people in union with him versus the Confederate against him. He's pinning me against you, old attorneys, because you're violating the no-title nobility clause when you represent U.S. government and 99% of your cases outside of government is protecting corporations' interests because you are a for-profit corporation. You're not legal under the Constitution of the no-title nobility. That falls under the Article of Corporation. It's not legal because the state is a representative country. But because the United States is being violated, I have to charge members of the Bar Association with a felony. I got to charge members of the local law enforcement and major, also certain generals in the Department of Defense, I got to charge you with a felony because you have committed a felony against the citizen right to represent. I already know the laws you done broke. The goal is when is I'm going to make a decision to arrest. So I'm going to send a word to Scotland. You brought on certain cases. Are you going to witness and participate? I'm going to tell Scots, the Scottish of Europe, I dare you to turn your sword against me after what my ancestor spirit did for your ancestors. in order to even be a Scotsman ruler of all of Europe at one time. Yeah, you suppressed. You'd have been knocked on the head, too. You'd have lost your sovereignty country to a foreigner. But that foreigner is my enemy, too. He's a butt. He's a hoe. Sorry, Queen. You should have been attacking America and changing names when you was a little girl. You don't have these bastards because you know you're about to see the grave. She's old as hell. She believes that the United States is supposed to be dismantled because that's her District Columbia. So she's sending her ruffian into play. I'm going to revisit her no matter what, because the law says I must go back to July 4th to deal with those enemies of us first. It ain't George Washington because they didn't exist. It's King George's family, Canada, in bondage. It's written in the Long Draft of the Declaration of Independence. That's why I love the Declaration of Independence. It told me exactly King George III was guilty of human trafficking. Your family are members of the Chaldean King Nebuchadnezzar families, who God is just making a decision to remove King Nebuchadnezzar's families from the earth. That will wipe out the entire world religion. It will wipe out the entire Muslims, Buddha, Hindu, because they all claim to be descendants of King Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king that wiped out the entire Nile Valley civilization. He was the one, so he's a god to them. They use what they call today, in modern day times, the Hammurabi Constitution of Melchizedek of Babylon. I wouldn't dare tell myself I'm a Babylonian, all the conditions that have occurred against my ancestors. You were able to switch me from north, from east to west, through hell. And you have created all kinds of problems and disfranchised in the black community. We've disfranchised because we've been knocked over our heads. We've been raped and bamboozled. The men, the children, and I can't help it. They have raped me too. But why I let them rape me? Because the king, the ruler of eternal life, shall be the black man. And once we rule eternal life, there will never be another devil in a white skin, a black skin, native skin, or whatever skin you want to come in. Because we're going to have a power forever to whoop your ass. That's the reason why we were sacrificed. It's pointed to every man to die once and then judgment day. Y'all have murdered us, so we now resurrecting while the spirit of angels is saying it's time to murder now the Babylonians. You didn't get murdered yet. You did the murdering. Now your time. So I can see why you handpicking African Americans, mistreating people. People that really talk shit, but would let you take them to jail in a minute. Because to me, we let you take us to jail, but we just happen to say you was shit. That was okay, because we still got to go before our peers. Oh, no, you want to be judge and jury over minor offenses now. Stuff that don't even get you nowhere near prison time. You get to kill before a misdemeanor. Yeah, let's say Michael Brown even stole 5 packs of Swishers. It's a misdemeanor. He got to do community service. When did he get a life threatening? Because he touched me? No, dude, you said in live open communication. You had him. He was like a strong something, and you decide he pulled away. I had to do something. No, Molly. You can't grab and pull your weapon at the same time. If you grab me and you about to point your weapon, I'm going to jump through the window on you. I'm not letting that gun come at me. You have to shoot me from a distance. Now they decide to give commands and still shoot us. No, buddy. We're going to, the union is designed to kill 1,000 of you. We're going to take out your leadership first. We're going to mow down to you there because you are my son, AC. People don't know I'm 40, but I have kids since I was a teenager. I was out here making babies with women, older men, younger than me. I was something else. But I thought I was loved. So now I got a son who's Darren Wilson's age. No, dude, you are a child. It's sad to see young generations, 18, 19, 20-year-olds out here committing atrocities of what they've seen their grandparents do. It bothers me. A young man is hanging on a tree. So you automatically know it's the Klansman, so why not kill all the leaders of the Klansmen? You don't have to target the killer, target the leader. Whoever is the grandmaster of the county of the hanging, he got to go. You got to force him into Underground Railroad back somewhere outside of the country. That means we must aim all our weapons at the grand dragon of that county who hung the young man, because that's a Klan's message. Somebody then pitted us against the Klans now. Since they have a public forum, we don't matter. We are called the Union Militia. We aim all our weapons at the county grandmaster. See, the Klans are grandmasters based on counties around the country. So we're going to put 10 million militia men on one man. If he can, he duck 10 million soldiers. We're going to hunt you down, and once we interrogate you, if you volunteer, who give up the people that did murdering, we may give you mercy. But if you up there, nigga this, nigga that, we're going to beat your ass and you on a fucking tree, bitch, because that's the law of the land. The Union will always remove the Confederacy from the presence of the government. Abraham Lincoln did it. He lost his life. Black men now, a black man named Kirk must do it. See, I got to take on the real issues. Freedom of death. I learned this as being a young Black Panther militia in the 80s and early 90s. I'm part of militia all my life because if everything fought, fail, the militia, you are the arms of America. But you don't want George Bush, Yale Confederation to be a militia or policymakers. You don't want nothing from Yale. Yale, I'm closing your college down because it insurrects the Constitution of the United States. The name Yale violates Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. It represents the Canadian Confederation, which is now the new. People don't know the Confederate State of America is the Confederate State of Canada, 1867. That would be the birth of the Confederate State nation, would be Canada. That's why no insurrection rebellion comes from a foreign power. Everything occurred, even when you saw the Ferguson police in armored tanks freely, pointing their weapons at marchers. But the problem with that, those so-called undeveloped men, the Ferguson police, white officers are called undeveloped. That's why a baby, if you watch a baby when they're born, they don't have all their emotions, all their physicals in place. But they over time, they get that balance. And then they become better and better. You see this in dance and movement where this particular Ferguson's people, they never got, they always was unbalanced in rhythm. So they pulled out the big guns because they got all this software. The problem is they pointed at U.S. citizens that they would kill. That's because they're unbalanced. They don't have rhythm. That means they told their story before the story was meant to be told. So now, if they are not on the same page with District Columbia, the District Columbia now see they got a problem in the state because they artificially demonstrated a will. That will was already demonstrated in American history with the grand elder Martin Luther King. He made the officers do the same thing then. If you at peace marching about something wrong is happening, and all around you, you see military presence with weapons greater than the army themselves, that's what you got to do. So the marchers is revealing what these men want to do. You can't reveal unless you're at peace and they at war. So they're forcing the hand of the supreme forces who govern the federal level. No law enforcement officer can defeat North and South Khan, who are part of the international coalition. This means if you are a local authority, 9 out of 10 times you use a weapon against a citizen, a humanitarian force, a global will come in and shoot you dead. It was demonstrated in the Katrina. It was demonstrated. And how you know it was demonstrated? We heard our brothers and sisters crying out for help. But when help come, the cameras went off. That what made the Republicans, Democrats, and Bar Association say, oh, no, none of us ordered all this help. So who did? Lord Kirk did. The chief black, George Washington. I sacrificed the hand of God into a battle. I held down by telling them I'm coming. If you make war against me, it's an act of war. I'm a true son of liberty and freedom. Hell, my people been in bondage too long. I've got to be a master of freedom. When I come, you bet not. I could have lost my life because she could have sent word, and she did. Because the governor, after they seen North Khan, South Khan go in to New Orleans, the governors of Michigan, the governors of Ohio, the governors of Kentucky was all contacted about me. So the governor of Michigan went on national television to please don't start nothing. I had got the governor begging me. She didn't have to say my name. She wanted to, but she didn't want to promote something. But she was begging me not to hurt no one because she saw a force greater than the states. A lot of people don't know. 22,000 American Union generals went into it for the first time under my command. Was able to put, because I am the head of the Sons of Liberty. That would be Thomas Jefferson and them secret society. I didn't ask for it, but if any man want a master freedom, it's going to be me. And that's what a son of liberty means, men of freedom and virtue. I took up the banner when I'm in trouble. I never act foreign when I know I'm domestic. I would rather make them foreign and I fight domestic because that's a foreigner talking shit to me. So we're going to solve this thing the right way. Stand with me in the Sons of Liberty. Stand with me because we are the only ones going to make our lives better. But once the hand of God began to dismantle these insurrections, you got to be a righteous person to replace it in a good way. And if you out here being a devil, a hateful person against your family and your neighbor, the law of Moses is applied to you. you are not to turn on my people, because I'm going to enforce the laws of Moses on your individual insurrection of someone else's individual. Oh, my laws is broad. My laws is broad. I already know that the laws, whoever commit Molochism, you must die instantly. And I'm going to tell you the Moloch can't exist at all because your bush is a Moloch. His father, those are Molochs. They're homosexual by nature because that's their secret alliances with harlots. You got to be opposite of a righteous man. You got to be a wicked man. So they chose homosexuality to blame God for. If you hear a homosexual person say, God made me this way, they're blaming God. He's a devil. God didn't make you a homosexual because he gave you the image of a penis. You made yourself a homosexual because you don't know how to handle the woman. So you want to deal with likeness. You are the curse because he gave you a penis to make a choice. Urinate and do what else? Reprocreate. You can't procreate with a man stinky and shithole, you doodle chaser. So the laws of Moloch is applied because the Confederates are Molochs. These men in the Bar Association are Molochs. That's why they're trying to turn the United States into Molochism. That's Canada's insurrection, because if you're a sinning person, God's hand don't come and help you at the time of need. It ain't no mental illness when it comes down to the shape of your spirit. And people laugh and say, Kurt, in the 80s, you were one of the biggest fans in the world. But you, Prince did. He did. I got to talk about it. But he wore makeup. And he wore high-heel boots. And he looked like a girl. With all that on. Why did I, in a talent show, perform him? Because as a man, the girl I really liked, she was all into him. The girl seemed like, dang, in order for me to talk to you, you want me to be like Prince and Michael Jackson, because they were the two rock stars of the 80s. I already picked up on, man, I can't get no kiss from her. She, the average guy, couldn't get no action after those two cats performed on TV. Every chocolate man, golden man, and light-skinned man was dressed like Prince and Michael Jackson in the 80s. Them two rascals changed the girls' mind. All these girls attracted to them. If you even wore your hair like Prince, you were getting a girlfriend. I seen chocolate brothers getting girlfriends. I was getting white girls. But they were getting girlfriends, so they had the Prince look. We knew. I said, hey, if the chocolate brothers can do it, so the light can. But I wouldn't love father. No one can perform and act like the guy as good as I can when I sing a song or perform it on stage. I put together a white Dr. Fink. I was 15, 16 years old when I done it. I had a girlfriend, 22 years old. So she was the one who was helping me to buy and get the clothing, because I didn't have the money. People say I was too young, but really, older women were so attractive. They had jobs, and they helped me. And that's how I got three kids by the woman. I didn't look at her because she was a mixture of Vanity and Apollonia. Before Apollonia, I called myself Mimicky. I have to laugh because people call me names because they know I got this power, but they can't get over I was once upon a time a pretty boy. But I was a pretty boy for a reason. I know that the generation today don't understand, but the 80s generation know exactly. We couldn't even get a girlfriend after Prince and Michael hit the scene. Them girls wanted anyone to look like them too because that was their fantasy. As long as Prince didn't go publicly gay, he wiped out the whole entire Detroit sexy community. If you didn't look like that, brother, you wouldn't get no girlfriend. And girls know, all the 30s and 40s know, that dude wiped it out because all the girls looked at him as their fantasy. That music was so strong. And I just did two shows, and I almost wiped out the whole virginity in the neighborhood. I already know the power, so I'm just letting you know. So what? I was in a high school doing Prince. But guess what? When I turned 18 and graduated, all my hair got cut off. I bought all suits ever since, and I put a cigar in my mouth. What I did as a kid, I did not do as an adult, because if I'm doing it as an adult, I'm not growing up. I had to make a decision. Either I'm going to be a businessman or a rock star. I felt Prince and Michael Jackson broke the mold. I feel it ain't going to be another duplication of that period because they both covered every area and genre of the music that will make a woman panties get wet. Because you don't get the girls hot, you don't got nothing. And for me to think I would become like a Rick James, that's second and third. Now Rick James was so bad, I thought I'd become Kurt Rank or something, I don't know. Nah, I decided not to pursue the music field. I made that decision at 18 that it's too hard to master something that already had rocked the world at one time. But it was fun mimicking it. I was an actor. I had fun. But thank God some pretty girls moved a few houses down from me. And the older girls had crushes on me. The parents were Jehovah's Witnesses. They started teaching their daughters not to date me because I'm a womanizer. They said, see how he carried himself? He's trying to entice you. They used to have Bible studies concerning me. How I know when the girls walked by my home and I said hi to her, and she kept walking. So I said, why don't you never say hi back? She says, because you're a womanizer. I said, how am I a womanizer? Because the way you act, the way you do things, and you do print, we know that. And we don't want to, my parents told us womanizers is no good for us. And that's when I realized parents were preparing their kids against us. But why? They were just pretty girls. I already had pretty girls. I very seldom seen a pretty girl move on my block. So I got to tell someone this story is because I know that Prince and Michael Jackson ruled the 80s in what women prefer. Men could play their music and make love, and the women would be happy. Most women, most pretty boys in the 80s, they weren't homosexual because the 80s didn't have no jobs. The 80s did not produce jobs for the black man. Ford Chrysler GM was not hiring nobody. It was joblessness majority during the 80s. So brothers used to do these print skits so that the working girls would come around. 99-point girls was taking care of the boys. That's because what? The girls was able to get the good job where the brothers, especially, they had a cuteness about themselves. They couldn't get a job because the bosses didn't want to hire anyone who looks better than them. So pretty boy, they had problems finding a job. So many of them resorted to gigoloism. That's what that is. It's a form of gigoloism. But I decided all my friends, Master, the white girl, they would give their father's money to them. I got friends today got Jaguars, Mercedes, five homes because girls done bought it for them. Some end up going to the strip club because you know, they became strippers, but many of them was Prince fanatics. Now, you know, they're really gigolos. I couldn't go that direction. I had to go the direction that God has called me. That direction is the black woman needs to be loved, but if I impregnate her, do everything I can to be a father to the child and be a friend, husband, or boyfriend need be to her. If she's stranded, don't matter if I got one baby mama or three baby mamas. It's the job of the man to make sure she's not stranded no more. So I had to figure out how to please the women who bear my children. And the ones that I broke up with, they hated me after I broke up. But I had to learn, and then none of them took me to child support. Because you can bring my child to me 24 hours a day. It's up to the woman who I'm not with, to bring me the children. So if I wasn't with her, she didn't even want me to see the children. That's wrong too. But at least she know, oh, I already know I can work because I can call their dad. I have never forsaken my children. For that, the woman can't say, I forsake. I believe that if I produce a child, I'm 100% must be responsible. Because that child is born by my sperm. Because if that child did not connect in the womb of the woman, she was going to have a period soon, and that egg would have been destroyed because she's like the tree of life. The egg destroys itself every month. There's a new. That's what the tree of life is about. Can we sustain the flesh once the child is born? These are the things, the heart. These are the things that the heart have to go and understand. Can a man love his children unconditionally? And a woman also can love her children unconditionally with the help of a man who is married or not. So we have to recondition ourselves. What I love about the Hebrew God, he's going to eliminate marriages. This is what the scriptures have decided to do. God says in the day of the Messiah, king of the earth, man ain't going to be picking out a woman and she agree. God says 7. If you don't believe me, go to Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 1. It says 7 women going to cling to one man. Why is that? Because of eternal life. Because of the tree of life. The woman's womb, yet she has a miscarriage because the tree does what? It withers and it grows again. That's what the tree of life that's supposed to sustain the flesh do. For this, she has a child. He's life. She's life. And long as the parents wasn't wounded to death, we got to be parents. Because we are the only reason why we exist for thousands of years going through the Holocaust of the Nile Valley civilization disappearing. And I thank God for letting me know we were spread at four corners of the earth. God ain't going to talk about rocks and bottles. He's talking about genealogy, chronology, what happened and what's going to happen in those time periods, up to leading to the final battle and then the new heaven and the new earth. I already know there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth because the old is ragged. It says it right in Hebrew, chapter 1. It says that the earth is old now. God says she's a raggedy shirt. That's judgment, because if she's raggedy, she'll get rid of the Confederates. Isaiah the prophet says that. People don't know, how did Isaiah exist when Isaiah is not Isaiah? It's just like you as Mark, you as Kurt, you as Michael. God will always write today's history in today's knowledge. He's not a biased God. He ain't going to give us language we don't understand. He's going to give us language we do understand. Because we speak this English language, he's going to give us the English interpretation of the language. Because 2,000 years ago, your language was something different, but it's not spoken nationally, internationally enough. He's going to give you the language, the number one language in the world, that the whole world must learn. It's not Arabian. It's not Chaldean. It's not French. It's not German. It is not Palestine. It's not Chinese. It's not Japan. It's not Korea. It's not Lithuanian. It's none of those languages. It's the English language that we're speaking right now on this radio show. So he's going to give you the language entitlement. So when you look at your birth certificate and see the word Kirk, then Isaiah would be the prophet Hebrew at that time, because the name gives you a character, gives you a meaning. That means I was born in our time. My name is Kirk. So 1,000 years from now, they're going to say a Kirk came who called himself a black Hebrew Israelite, who took on the establishments of the world to convert them into the matrix system. That means I'm going to learn how to transport the wicked into hell. It's only one way you can go. So the devil is trying to kill us first. But the problem is you got Scots and French and Ireland ready to kill them. So they're a little nervous. If they could, why do you think the attorneys and people, generals, foreign generals have built elaborate underground tunnels? The scripture says because of the fear of the supreme judge the world faces. That was written in the Declaration of Independence. They fear because if that's God, oh boy, the scripture's right. They're going to ask the mountains to fall on them. If you don't know, there's cities where Queen Elizabeth and them escape to if there's a galactic war on Earth. Where those cities are the mountains, if you notice, they're all built in mountains. The Bible's right, and this book was written before this happened. They hide themselves in the hills. They'd be like, oh, mountain, cover me from the face that cometh. The face is a black man, because they're going to fear this black man because he is God in the flesh. They fear because their weapons is obsolete all of a sudden. So now they're trying to come up with robot police. But don't worry, it's obsolete, because a human is behind a robot. All you got to do is take out the human. Where is it? They're in an elaborate underground facility. Don't worry. God is an invisible energy. He's an energy with the ability to touch someone. He can knock out all friends. He can knock out all. He can take his finger and dig straight into the mountain to open up a hole and bring the oceans up and drown the fuck out there. We know this now because he's given examples when we see the southern floods. You on dry land. He done rose it 20 feet above your head. He's letting them know, I can drown you in your hole. So they built these elaborate underground tunnels. If we ever pay attention to the southern floods that went on, Those are God's examples. He done drowned in many of those tunnels. Water will go through mountains, in part because man don't know how to seal nothing. Water can drown you when you can't get out. How do you get out of a tunnel if water is above your head when you open the door? It rushes in like a stream, like a waterfall. It goes and goes and goes. That's an example of when we see typhoons and water rises in Japan. God is demonstrating, I got 3 to 4 forces against you. Water, fire, wind, and curse. Because there's a ground force. Well, he said the ground force will end up being picking up the bodies. The scriptures is deep. Where do the dead bodies go? They're going to go into garbage trucks and cooling systems. The Bible says you're not going to bury them in land. You're going to transport these bodies. One is the Gulf of Mexico. That's deep. The Bible says that all the dead bodies I do, I'm going to dump them into the Gulf of Mexico. For the fish of the sea shall eat of the kings. The Bible is deep. The Bible says the bodies can be prepared for food for the wildlife. Because the wildlife is going to be feasting off of kings that God destroyed through his natural elements. These are the things God is ready to do, is to demonstrate power. But he needs the citizen to replace it in righteousness. He sent word into Europe concerning us. He has sent word into the Middle East concerning us. He has given us the new Hebrew language called the English language. He has sent word to the Greeks and the Romans. You don't got nothing on this. He has sent word to the Germans who rule Canada, District Columbia. He has told them, the bigger the devil, the harder the fall. They had choices, but why give up power of the Satan if we can rule today? That's what they were saying in the 1800s. That's what they say in Babylon. Why give up something to the Hebrews who God said is the covenant leader? We can rule, control the houses, and kill off and force them to kill each other. And that's why God is sending in word. Man, if you don't want to read a book, don't worry. That book is a government book. It's a law book. All nations have the Bible because they want to know if it's going to come true or not. All nations. NORTHCON, SOUTHCON, doing a Katrina rescue. Illegally, under the Bar Association, entered into the United States under the treaty they got with the Pentagon. If you are a member of the military, you are never to step foot in the States. That's not legal, because the Constitution says it was the military of the United States that kicked King George out. When did you, Republicans and Democrats, write a rule to keep them in foreign affairs? So when they heard my American Union General, when they heard the Son of Liberty call, they instantly had to respond because it's an act of war that took place in the States. So all these generals are being replaced now. Don't worry. All generals know if you don't follow the Son of Liberty call, your ass is out. Because someone in the Son of Liberty is all around us. They will take you out. If something about Kurt is part of their command. Well, people say, well, Kurt, you work with the government. I have never in my life filled out an application to work in D.C. I refuse because I still want to know why my capital in Philadelphia is closed. I will be scared, everyone. Who are you again? What are your purpose? What do you think about Philadelphia? Why was Philadelphia? Oh, no, we don't know that. Who are you again? What is this again? They don't want me questioning. I don't apply for nothing that can control my paycheck and control me. I am free as a citizen who have joined the independence regime. That means I didn't put out all nations. That's why I'm sorry, Morris. You fly in the Moroccan flag. You are a foreigner. I'm going to, if you don't work with me, I'm going to force you deported. Don't worry, they love to get rid of you because you're not part of them. So they're going to deport you to a Muslim town who they're going to claim you're not a citizen. They're not going to send you back here. They're going to try to kill you. Arabs will kill you faster than a white man dressed as a Ku Klux Klan. Because many of them judges are Ku Klux Klan, see? Arabs thinking they got a gun in their hand, they're just going to fire it. So you wouldn't make it back home because you never was a Moroccan citizen of Northern Africa, Northern West Africa. So the question now is, what's taking place? You will be lost, all because you flew a foreign flag within your jurisdiction. You would never have power in the United States. Because they would never let an African rule nothing. They know the Moor history better than you do. George Washington fought the Moors with against King George III. He defeated the black Muslims. Because King George used Saudi Arabia. It was the three kings that came against George Washington. China, Saudi Arabia, and the Queen. That means King George III sent over 27 combined nations on George Washington. That's why that they got confused on who the blacks were. It says in the long draft of the Declaration of Independence that they sent their own slave. No, they was the Muslim Arabic, because Muslim Arabs don't really fight international wars. They send in their slaves to do so. That's why you got white-black presence. But I understand that culture. But I also understand the Hammurabi laws. It says men born with woolly hair could never be a part of Babylon government because you are written as a woolly hair, black hair person. That means they realize that India can be just as black as you. They're black Europeans. That's why they're calling Egypt white European, but they're black. Because what separates them from you and me is they have hair like woman. That's what we say with the straight hair. For that's how they rule. So they don't judge you by the color of your skin because they got black people just as black as you consider white. They use hair textures written in the Hammurabi code. That's why a brother with woolly nappy hair, you can't be a part of Babylon. They already set their sword against you. You are the slaves. And it says the word lifelong. That's the King Nebuchadnezzar constitution of Ottoman Empire. They hate us because we are now valley citizens. Don't matter if you Hebrew, it don't matter if you ancient Sudanese, it don't matter if you ancient Egyptian. We're the Nile Valley citizens that has been kicked out of our houses, spread at four corners of the earth. The scriptures just told us it's the Chaldeans is the reason for it. They were the ruffians way before the Republicans and George Bush in the United States, District of Columbia ever had the opportunity. It was the Chaldeans over there, and to this day, the Bible says they rule to this day. And the Ark of Solomon, house of God, is in the hands of the Palestinians. The scripture says even to this day. So if Bush and them attacking all the northern countries, they're looking for the treasures of Israel, and they're looking for the treasures of King Nebuchadnezzar, because those are considered to them the richest treasures in the world. Well, they're having trouble because the Palestinians, once they conquered the Chaldeans, or not captured or became powerful, they took the ark and hid it with them. It may be buried in Mecca under the stone, but they have the ark of Moses. They have the ark that Solomon built in the temple. It's the richest treasure in the world, the original tongue, and God won't let nothing destroy it because nations can fall. But yes, the Palestinians in their rule over Nile Valley and the Chaldeans, the Palestinians have my ark. So I know who has it. But who is the European Babylonian ultimate? And the scripture says Greece, Rome, Germany, Spain. Those are your chief insurrectors. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite show. One thing about rolling with me, I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm not going to lead you into directions that is not with God. I'm going to lead you into directions that is for God, and it's to help you with your God spirit. The goal is to connect you back to the spirit of governing things. We want the God of the universe to guide our spirits so we can walk righteously on this narrow road that God wants us to. So the first law is to see, did you break the law? And then you got to ask God for repentance. Start with the laws of Moses. See, did you break any of those laws? And if you see a law that you have broken, that's when you get on your right knee and you start praying to the God who created the sin. That's how I do it. This is the blessing of being a Black Hebrew Israelite. My story is foretold. We're going to be attacked. It's Armageddon. Is the Hebrews versus the Babylonians. The commander of the government of the Hebrews is African American. So we are now a target. What we're going to do now, empower ourselves, prepare ourselves, unite under battle rights. This has been a Black Hebrew Israelite show. Tune in Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and I would love for you to call in if you got something to say, because this is your time. Thank you very much.